That's going to be a fun weekend because I bought Twins tickets for the 11th as well. So we're going to go to the Twins game on Saturday, the 11th, the day game, and then brunch on Sunday, May 12th. It's a full month. Twins games are not.
You know what?
I was stretching my fingers.
I just want credit.
Twins games.
I want credit because my pinkies are still.
I was
minding their own business.
My fingers felt very tight.
John's pinkies are up. I needed to stretch my fingers.
That was all.
What I was actually going to jump in and say
before John's pinkies rudely interrupted was that I actually think that Drew has life all figured out.
Thank you.
You get out of the three of us.
No, he doesn't. He wants you to think he does. But he does not.
I think Drew's just like happy go lucky, gonna do a beer cast, go to Twins game.
Come on, let's be honest. If anybody's figured life out of the three of us, it's me. I figured that out a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's true. I got it all figured out.
That's funny.
I got it all figured out.
So Twins game on Saturday. That's a full Mother's Day extravaganza weekend. In the Lee house.
You're doing something midday Saturday and midday Sunday. It's not like a full weekend.
But it's two things that I picked out that I know my lovely bride thoroughly enjoys.
Are you positive about that? Or is it just stuff that you wanted to do?
No, I'm very positive, believe me.
Okay.
She very much enjoys going to Twins games, especially now that we found our favorite seats in the park.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Where's your favorite seat?
Section 139 or section 140.
Where is that?
It is the Great Clips, I forget exactly what it's called. It's a Great Clips section. And if you walk in the gate, it's like the main gate. It's like it's right in front of you. And it's the reason we like it is it's a good view of the field. You're right over the third base line. You're sitting like right behind the foul pole of third base. Or first base, I'm sorry. But the seats are so super comfortable because they're like high top bar style seating, and you've got a little ledge, and they're all these high top chairs that move around. They're not like bleacher type seating that are fixed in place. So you've got some room to move around. You can stand or sit. You've got a ledge to put your drinks, and right behind that section is the best craft beer stand in Target Field. So you're just a few steps away from tasty craft beers.
Does it cost a little bit more to sit there since they have
No, they're pretty I mean it's they're not the cheapest seats in the stadium by far, but they're not I don't consider them to be expensive seats. They're like $40 seats, $35-$40 seats in that range.
I do have to say I'm 100% an advocate for your weekend plans. I think that sounds very 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 cool. But hearing you describe your favorite seat in Target Field is a little bit pinkies up.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels like it.
You guys just pinkies up anytime somebody likes something. Like, pinkies up. No, you like something.
That's what it seems like for you because everything you like sounds very fancy.
It's a baseball game.
I enjoy attending a baseball game.
I didn't even say that.
No. I am excited to attend a baseball game in my favorite seats. They are very comfortable, high-top seating. I have a nice ledge to put my drink.
He likes comfortable seating.
I have a nice ledge to put my craft brew, which I can conveniently fetch from across the way nearby my seat.
You guys are just dumb.
No, it's all in the...
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's all in the delivery. And this is not a dig by any stretch of the imagination. It is all in the delivery.
Yeah, you don't sound depressed enough.
There is an air... There is an air of confidence that you have when describing that that it tends to lean more towards if you're looking at a hand... Of a pinky that might be going up, just like the way that it's delivered.
Like if a pinky had a voice, it would be Drew Lee.
It's just how you are. It's just how God made you.
You're just a fancy man.
It's just the way of your.
Just a fancy man.
You guys are just silly. That's
what I think. Yeah. By right, then you would be correct. That's right.
Can we talk about Game of Thrones a little bit, please?
Sure.
John, what did you think of Game of Thrones?
I did not like it.
You did not like it at
all? No, you probably don't want to have the conversation with me. I was bored. I was until the end.
I'm a little bit conflicted.
Until the end. You were right. It was dark.
It was very dark.
I even did what you said. I even turned the lights off. Blinds closed. I had the lights off at the start, and I was like, oh, wow, Sam nailed it.
Yeah.
And it might have been, I think it would have been better. I was watching a DVR'd right? So I recorded it. I think maybe if I was watching a version that was closer to like 1080p that was cleaner, it would have been better.
It helps a lot, yeah.
You know?
But it was, spoiler alert for anybody, because now we're post-showing, for anybody listening. But it definitely was very, very dark. And if you watch like the behind the scenes, like the long form, not just like a short little 2 minute video, there's like a 40 minute behind the scenes on that episode. And when you watch that, it's like, dang, they put so much effort into this, like a lot of effort. I mean, they shot that for what, like 11 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And they put so much effort into the special effects, and like you could barely see any of it. And if you watch, there's some people who have like taken clips and touched up the brightness, fixed like the coloring so you can actually see what's happening. And it's like, dang, this is super cool. Too bad I couldn't see it. And I get it. Like, I get that it was a nighttime scene, but
it wasn't just, no, it's more than that. It was just a nighttime scene because they've done nighttime battles before.
It was also foggy and wintry, and I get it.
They were fighting the forces of darkness.
I understand the creative choices.
The night is dark and full of terrors, and this is the army of death, and that is one of the tactics that they use. And I think the point of it was to convey the terror, was to convey the fact that even the people that are in the battle don't have no idea of what they're up against.
Yeah,
you know, and I think to me it worked.
I would hundred. I'm yeah.
You know, there were moments when I was like, but then I thought about it, and the more I've gotten away from that episode, the more I like it.
And I'm not complaining at all. I mean, I genuinely like the episode.
I like the choices that they made. Yep. I think it's one of the most smartly written and well crafted shows. I went back and rewatched season 3, episode 6, which is the first time Melisandre meets Arya. When Arya was with the Band of Brothers.
Yep.
And I wanted to rewatch that scene that, you know, when she ran into Arya in Winterfell, that she, you know, that they recounted, like, I see eyes looking back at me, you're going to close many eyes, you know, and I wanted to rewatch that whole buildup. And I was like, man, that awesome job by them to pay off so many things. Everything that Arya's ever done, like her entire, like there were
her
moments.
Entire story arc. Except there for were, the Gendry
were,
scene.
there were moments in that episode in the Battle of Winterfell that, you know, referenced every bit of Arya's complete arc, going back to, you know, the training with Cyrio Forel, to the being with the Brotherhood Without Banners, to, you know, obviously the faceless people, all of it. Everything was relevant, and everything played into what finally happened there, to where it all makes sense. If you just take some time and you think about it, and you think about all the foreshadowing and everything, blah blah blah, it all makes sense. And to me, you know, the more like, there are battle episodes of Game of Thrones that I certainly enjoyed more as I was watching them, but, you know, getting a couple days detached from this episode, I appreciate the hell out of it. I think they did a really fantastic job. But when it comes to, like, battle episodes, like the Battle of the Bastards, my favorite episode of Game of Thrones still, I think, at all time is the Blackwater Bay. Like, I don't think anything will ever top that. That was incredible. That was incredible to watch.
Did that have the same director?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know.
I really, really liked it. And, Drew, you should watch the behind the scenes because it's really cool.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I really, really liked it. And a lot of effort went into that. I thought that it was funny that Maisie Williams, who plays Arya, said that she got a call like a year before they shot those scenes with Arya. And he's like, you're going to have to get your endurance up. Start getting ready now. And I'm like, dang. There's a lot of training.
Yeah. No, I thought it was great. I don't know, little things like that, to take a kind of a quick little exchange between Melisandre and Arya back from season 3, episode 6 that I doubt anybody even remembered.
Right.
You know, I doubt anybody even remembered, but it's like you watch it now, it's like they knew.
Yeah.
They knew. They knew that they knew all along. That's the they had. It wasn't like they were just like, okay, now what? You know, this whole thing has been mapped out, planned out, and they've planted tons of cool little seeds that are just now starting to bloom.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm so excited. I'm excited to see what they do next week.
I don't want to rain on people's positive parades.
I have
no. It's fine to disagree.
Yeah, no. I just, for whatever reason, I haven't felt any of the weight in any of these episodes from the previous seasons. Like, none of the episodes have done anything for me.
And I'm surprised that you say that, even in regard to like the episode prior to this one, because I felt like the anticipation buildup in that episode was just really solid.
I don't know. None of it felt weighty to me. And like, they put all that effort in, I couldn't keep track of anything. I didn't know who the White Walkers were and who the other people were in any of the battle. And the whole episode I'm watching just going, just let's get on with it already. You know, and with the special effects wise, even when it came to the dragon stuff, which I love, even that looked really shoddy to me. There's some of the shots of them flying around on it. I was having a really, really difficult time keeping track of the action. And it was disappointing for me, because by the time we got to the end of the meaningful stuff, I was just like, get on with it. Like the Night King walking to Bran, I'm like, oh, good Lord, already. Just go. I was
that's
so,
kind of his thing, though.
I was
dramatically
so
moving.
Done.
Along
yeah, I just, slowly. I was, I don't know. I felt like maybe the hype around it of everything ancillary was too much for me, because I went into it with this expectation, you know, longest battle ever filmed and rival Helm's Deep. And I was like, Helm's Deep was 10 times better than what that ended up being. The thing that I like the most about it was a preview for next week. That got me excited. I'm
super excited that we can get back now focusing on killing Cersei.
Yeah. I'm glad we're done with the Night King and all this stuff, because I just felt like this was all just an afterthought now. I'm like, good, we're done. He's dead. Let's go. Let's get back on with it, back up in daylight. And
yeah. I think the Night King has always been a side story. It's always been about the politics between the people. And I think the Night King.
Well, it's been both. I think it's been both, but it's certainly the you know, ever since Dany and Jon met.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dany arrived in Westeros and Jon went down and met with her. That has obviously been what has dominated.
It's been top priority.
It dominated. But yeah, I mean, if you think of the entirety of the series, it's about who's sitting on the Iron Throne.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, and I'm glad that I did not expect the Night King to perish in this episode. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to continue, you know,
that he would make
happen,
it to
like,
the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I'm glad he did. I'm glad it played out this way, because now we get to focus, you know, the final few episodes on, you know, all right, let's
all we got to do is worry about the throne.
Yeah, let's figure out what's going to happen with the throne here. And they've already teased, you know, dissension and discord between Jon and Dany.
Yep.
You know, so I'm really curious to see how that plays out.
Yeah.
We know they love each other.
Yeah.
But we also know that they're both Targaryens, and now he has a stronger claim to the throne.
Yeah.
And it's like, so we.
She's going to get a little crazy.
She's been obsessed with it her entire life.
Yeah.
But so with what wins out, right? That path that she's been on her entire life, or her love for Jon? I don't know.
If they're smart,
I don't know.
They just get married and make two thrones.
My prediction is that Dany gets the Iron Throne, but cedes control of the North to Jon.
So I think
that's my prediction.
My prediction would be that Dany's going to go crazy. I legitimately believe this. I think she's going to go crazy. I think she's going to go like Targaryen Mad King type crazy. And I think people are going to turn against her. And I think that she's something's
there's been
happen
no indication
there.
That she's like that. You know what
I
mean?
Think that there's like a little bit though. I mean, her, like, you look at Samwell Tarly's like dad and brother and how she just incinerated them because they wouldn't bend the knee.
Yeah.
It's just stuff like that. There's just little things that, I don't know.
For whatever reason, I feel like the impression that I get off of her is that things are unraveling around her. And
yes.
She's losing control of, and that was highlighted
and she's
in the,
always
in the
had
episode.
Control.
Yeah. And it's just like the dragon thing didn't work out, and then she almost went down in the middle of the fight, and then the conversation that she had with Sansa.
Yep.
I feel like, you know, with her ball of twine is unraveling before her, and she doesn't know how to she doesn't know how to bring it back together.
I agree 100% with that. Yeah. And
it's gonna
and
be
maybe
a fun
it'll work
final
out,
few episodes.
I kind of thought, I mean, I for some reason I kind of expected that, and it's easy for me to just say this now, but like I kind of felt like they'd take like 3 episodes to do Night King stuff, 3 episodes to do Cersei stuff. It just seems like a nice, neat little way to wrap things up.
Yeah. So who kills Cersei?
The
not Arya.
That's the speculation. The thing that I saw yesterday was when the who's the chicken red?
Melisandre.
When she lays out the eyes.
Yep.
The color of the eyes.
Brown eyes, green eyes, blue eyes. Walder Frey had brown eyes. Night King obviously had blue eyes.
Yep. Does Cersei have green eyes in the book?
Yes.
In the book she does.
Yes.
Okay.
They go out of their way.
Oh.
To talk about her emerald green eyes.
But maybe it'll end up being Arya that does everything. She's carrying all the weight over here.
She's badass.
I feel like, though, if that would be the case, that I feel like then Arya is going to bite it.
Oh,
like
she'd almost have to.
Yeah, I feel like if they're going to take it that far, that there's going to have to. She can't be the ultimate fighting champion.
Yeah.
Without losing a limb.
Maybe Arya Stark will end up on the throne. Everybody else will die.
Be like,
maybe Arya will go crazy, kill everybody, and end up on the
head of the Kingsguard.
Yeah.
Like Dany's on the throne. She's the Jaime Lannister.
Dany. Then this will just become a big feminist trope.
It might. I don't know. It might. It has been a lot about the women.
It has.
A lot more about the women than the men in a lot of instances.
It has.
Cool. Good chat, guys.
That was a good chat.
Good chat.
That was a really good chat.
Hashtag me too.
Going to see Craig Robinson at Acme Comedy Company on Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to take out.
Who dat?
From The Office. He was Daryl in The Office.
Oh.
I just watched.
I have no idea what his stand-up is like, so I'm really curious.
Hot Tub Time Machine again over the weekend.
Because of Avengers?
Yeah, I think it actually was.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
They're rattling off all the time travel movies, and then the guy's like, Die Hard? Like, oh.
That doesn't really work. Dude, Hot Tub Time Machine is surprisingly solid. Again, it's one of those ones where there's a couple things of it that I wish
it had no reason to be as good as it was.
No.
It should have been terrible.
Was it actually that good?
I've never seen it. It's got some moments in it that I wish weren't in it, but they're not, you know.
Are they inappropriate
Yes.
moments?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
I never knew, like, how...
Poor John.
You're far more prudish than...
You are pretty prudish.
Let me explain
more
a little bit.
More prudish than I am.
Pinky's down.
Yeah, pinky's down. Pinkies and pinky toes down. All my pinkies. I gotta go find some other pinkies that I can put down.
It's not that I don't. Well, it's circumstances, right? I'm still
if
in a
the mood is right.
I'm still in a household where I can't just put those movies on. With the boys around.
You're not like, hey, boys.
Right. And then, you know, I just can't. So that's how I usually gauge and judge that. Like, if you strip those scenes out, you know. And there's some that just, yeah, I guess I am a little bit prudish. There's some parts of it that's going to go, that's unnecessary. The bathroom scene was just like, it was not funny to me. It just takes way too far.
Have you seen Bridesmaids?
Uh-huh.
Does the puking scene scare you?
I don't like puking scenes. I don't like puking jokes in general. I don't ever find even in a Hot Tub Time Machine. Same. I skipped. I hit the big quick fast forward because I don't need to see him puke on the squirrel.
I don't find gross stuff to be funny very much. You know what I mean? It's like when you're doing the gross out humor.
I don't
humor.
Either. The bridesmaid scene was funny to me.
That's what and that's what it is, too. Like, there's relevancy to it. Like, the scene in Hot Tub Time Machine where Cordray and the younger kid go into the apartment with the girl.
Yeah.
Like, that scene is funny, mm-hmm. right? And so there's some funny moments in that, the exchange. The scene with Robinson and Cordray in the bathroom... I just kind of go, okay, you're just getting me gross out humor. And I say, yeah, it's not necessary. Because leading up to that was kind of funny, right? Oh, you know, it's so unbelievably, And so that was funny. There's subtle moments in that movie that just slay me. My favorite moment in Hot Tub Time Machine is when John Cusack is all hopped up on the mushrooms and pot. And he's walking through the hotel, and he's got these goofy glasses on and, like, this Russian hat and this overcoat, and he's all just hammered. And he walks by this guy who they know because they've traveled back in time. They know that he loses his arm. And he walks by, and he goes, you're going to lose that arm. He goes, you're going to lose your arm. No, you're going to lose your arm. So funny. Kills me every single time. Love that scene. And the lead up to it, too, when he's writing the poetry. I can't because my heart is broken. And I need to put it on paper. Yeah. And I'm a little bit of a prude.
You know what?
It's like gratuitous. It's like the Game of Thrones stuff. It's like, why? Why?
Oh, my gosh. Like, the first, what was it? The first episode of the season with Brian, it was Bronn. And I'm just like, why? Like, okay, I'm not a prude. I mean, like, whatever. I don't care. But, like, I was like, why? Like, this scene is so unnecessary.
Just give it some relevancy. Add some emotional weight to it. You
know? Like this scene, I get it. Like, okay, there's prostitutes in Westeros. It's fine. It's fine. But, like, this scene is so unnecessary.
Sounds fine. It really sounds fine.
It's super fine.
It sounds like it's totally fine.
Ladies of the night got to make a living, too. But, look, dang, that scene was just, like, unnecessarily graphic.
When you're doing it,
I don't
just
care
to,
if you have, like, naked right. prostitutes everywhere. Like, that scene was just
and,
like,
and how
what?
Many do you need?
Right.
Like, spread it out.
You're right. It's just, at that point, they're just watching.
Well,
right. Two of them are bored.
Right.
And when you're showing it,
they clearly were all bored.
Yeah, have them hand out mints or something.
Yeah.
You know, they towel. Their,
yeah. Like something.
Direct.
I'm going to give you the, yeah. this book to read out
right,
loud.
Right.
And then you are going to,
something.
I don't know. Yeah.
If you're going to pay them, don't pay them to right. sit there and talk yeah. to each other.
Prepare a post-coitus meal.
Make me a sandwich.
But if you're not going to have any relevancy to it, you're just doing porn. You know, it's just like, oh, yeah, you're just doing porn now.
Yeah.
It's just like if they have
well,
some.
Well, it's like
have
there
some...
was dialogue, but I'm just like, you could have had this in a different way.
Yeah, I just don't get that. And I don't need that. So there you go. Whatever. I'm proud of my prudish, my prudishness.
That's nice.
I am how I am. just saying.
Tried to get Craig Robinson on the show, but he's not doing any early press.
That's a bummer.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised either, but boy,
first of all,
fun.
His shows are sold out, so it's not like he needs to move tickets.
Right.
Second of all, he's got late shows on Thursday and Friday night. So
and I'd like to think that dude is super cool, but at the same time, I'd be like,
he might not be.
That would really gonna
Piven
be,
was
be a
really
bummer.
Cool, though.
Piven was fun.
Piven was very cool.
He was fun.
I really.
He probably hated us, but he was fun.
If he did, he hit it well.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we left best friends.
Yeah, I did too.
He hasn't returned any of my texts though.
No, me neither.
So
I even told him how much
no,
I like.
No, we text all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
We text
yeah,
every day.
Course, yeah, yeah. Cute blonde girl privilege. Whatever.
We're actually married now. Do you guys know that?
Whoa,
Sam Piven.
Yeah, I'm actually Sam Piven.
Whoa.
Doesn't have quite the same flow.
No,
Samantha.
It
Samantha Piven.
Yeah, Samantha Piven. Piven.
Samantha Maribet Piven.
I don't believe you.
It really
no,
sucks.
No, you would be
you
Samantha
don't...
Sansevier Piven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was using my middle name.
I know, but when you get married and you take then your last name, your maiden name sort of becomes your middle name.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Since when?
Yeah, if you don't drop it completely.
Yeah. That's
just... It doesn't become your middle name. It just becomes your second. It becomes your first last name.
I know, but,
you have your
but typically, I'm not saying it's like a rule
you
or anything.
You don't just drop your middle name.
Typically, most people do.
What?
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I haven't either.
It's true.
So Pinky's
doesn't
up.
Make it any less
I
true.
I like my
it's
middle
very
name,
up
though.
Him. I've never heard that before.
I like my middle name. Melinda, to give it up now?
Melinda dropped her last name, but her last name was already fake, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
She got rid of her real last name and changed it.
Why?
And then married me and changed it again.
She didn't like it?
Why?
Yes. She was Melinda Meinhausen, and then when I met her, she was Melinda Morgan.
Melinda Morgan is a sweet name. Why did she give that up?
Because now she's Melinda Legidice.
Yeah, but Melinda Morgan is like, she sounds like a superhero.
Yeah, Melinda Morgan is a pretty kick-ass
that
name.
That is a super cool name.
That's very much a comic book name.
Yeah.
You guys should let her know that.
Who hears Legidice and is like, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. You get it? Do you get it? Whoa, John got a little bowed up there. No, man, I would have gone by Melinda Morgan. Maybe legally even Melinda Legidice, but Melinda Morgan is a sick name. That's cool. John's mad at me now.
No, I'm not. No,
I'm
not.
I'm
just
going to sit here in my little room.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I don't know what to put in the promos.
Yeah, I don't know either. We went through everything.
We went through everything today.
Hold on.
Oh, we can do Barr's testimony.
It's time to talk about being white in America. Jeopardy with the Jeopardy dude.
I was kind of hoping to save that to Friday.
Anti-vaxxers. Hors d'oeuvres on Rush Hour. How many cherries in a pie and why that matters? I printed that up.
I got this.
I also printed up the 11, but you're going to do everything I didn't say. And everything I didn't say. No respect. Nobody cares.
I care.
Thanks, Sam.
Even though you hate me now.
I do not hate you.
Yeah, you do.
Nope. That is factually inaccurate.
You're at least annoyed with me.
I'm actually not.
Oh, wow.
No.
Would you tell me if you were?
I would.
Okay.
Would I not? One, would I not? Two, would you not, like, legitimately know? Like, I'm not one to hide my feelings ever. So,
that's
you
fair.
Know. So.
That's fair. That's very, very, very fair.
Female athletes with elevated male hormones can be barred from track races against other women, the highest court in sports ruled.
But why?
Well, yeah. Female athletes with elevated male hormones can be barred from track races.
Like
yeah.
naturally elevated male hormones? Like they have
no,
extra
No. No, they did it intentionally.
Performance enhancing.
Yeah. Female athletes with elevated male hormones can be barred from track races against other women.
Yeah.
Okay, but why aren't they just saying female athletes
because
doped?
They're not talking about female athletes. They're talking about transgender athletes.
Right. That, so if,
that's what they're saying. What they're really saying is male, you know, people who are born with male parts but now identify as female and want to compete in female athletics against other females, but still have all their male hormones.
Oh my God.
And stuff. That's what they're that's.
Then what they should say.
What
is,
they're trying to say.
Then what they should say is just transgender athletes, because that's not offensive. It's a fact.
So it's going that way. So these are men,
biological males,
who are trans, who has transitioned to female.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But rather than say transgender athletes might be barred, because then people would be like, ah, they're saying
right.
We're calling them what they want to be called, female athletes.
What if you are a female transitioning to a male, but then you would not be allowed you also would not be allowed to compete in female sports
if you are taking
male
hormones.
That's how I took that.
That's also possible.
Okay,
yeah, it could be both. I don't know.
It's everything.
Stop messing with nature.
I mean, I don't care what anybody does with their body. I just think that headline's garbage.
Or compete against each other.
Yeah, and come up with a new category.
Right,
there you go.
Right. Let's do that. Whatever. Or just not care. I'm going to go on the side of not caring because it does not affect me. To each their own.
Yeah.
You're not putting any of this in there. Did you stop it already?
I'm just not even going to post anything.
Oh, no.
No, do everything coming in. Yeah, put the other stuff in there. Just stop it now.
Stop doing that to us.
Yeah.
Make us do a whole post show.
Yeah, seriously. I'm
going
to hang out. I mean, I like hanging out with you guys, but it's 30 minutes.
Because we could have left 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, seriously.
So when did you become the great arbiter?
Yeah. Post show podcast Nazi.
Sometimes they suck.
You need to knock that off.
I've only done it like twice recently. Like two times recently.
Well, stop.
And it's because they were not very good.
We had a whole Game of Thrones. We talked about it. There was a bunch of good stuff in this one.
I felt bad about that episode. I just didn't like it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, just
you're
get rid
edit
of
out all the.
Yeah, get rid
yep,
of all
yep,
this.
Yep.
And
you're going to post it.
Okay.
And then we just bye. And there you go. There's your end.
Right,
the more that you guys talk about what I have to edit out, the more editing I have to do.
Let's do promos.
Okay.
So stop all the things that you have to edit.
Okay.
You don't have to edit that. It's okay. Here, look. Listeners, there was a conversation that was not necessarily post-show appropriate because it was very inside, and it is had been removed. It has been removed from the post-show podcast. There. Now you don't have to edit any of the talking about editing. Because we have explained it.
I appreciate that.
There you go. Everything Drew said was true.
Yes. Now you know that there has been a conversation that you don't know about and won't know about.
And there will be a completely separate post-show podcast that includes that conversation. And then...
But it'll be posted on a secret site.
I just see. Is that the...
For our secret society.
You have to go to the corner of Hiawatha.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm in a...
Find the guy and...
Now. Yeah, and get a printout of the transcript.
The transcript. And then he'll point you to the right location of where you can find it and download it.
Yes.
Only if you're on dial-up.
And the password is Bidet Mikoska.
Spelt exactly how it sounds.
Bidet Mikoska. Bidet Mikoska. That doesn't work as well.
Can we just make an intro for anytime we have to talk about that stupid story? Because I assume it's going to be
have
a problem.
We have one. Grab it.
I don't know if we still do.
Yeah, we should.
I can find it.
Thought we were doing. Are we doing promos?
I had the promo all up and ready to record.
Oh, now you don't anymore?
No.
No, it's gone away.
It's gone
we
away.
We missed our chance.
Yeah, missed your chance.
My gosh.
Bidet Mark's gone. News
story
reports.
Of my life. Missed opportunities.
Another ripple of debate.
Nope, that's from yesterday. Don't care about that. I don't have anything in the system.
I'm going to do blue, if that's okay by you.
I'm ready. I'm actually not. Just kidding. What in the world? What?
The hell was that?
I went to stand up, but my foot was on the headphone cord, so the headphones stuck.
That's what I thought happened, but I didn't know what the dynamics were behind it.
Are you ready?
No, hang on.
I am ready.
I am not.
We have perfect pitch together. We should form a band.
We should.
Yes, you should.
We'll call it Maka Ska.
And it can be...
and it can be ska music.
Maka Ska.
That's how ska music goes.
Can you tell me what ska music sounds like?
Yeah, look up the Specials or Early No Doubts or
ska music.
Mighty Mighty Boston.
Madness.
The first thing that came up.
Our House. Our House. Oh, Our House is one of my favorite songs ever.
How about a song called Date Rape? Perfect. I
kind of
missed
whistle.
The slide whistle. Aw, that makes me sad.
One of my favorite Christmas songs, too.
Slide whistle?
No, Jose Feliciano.
Pinkies up.
Jose Feliciano's pinkies up?
Anytime you like something, it's pinkies up. That's what I've... Anytime you enjoy something...
You're right, Sam. It
doesn't matter what it is.
Very pinkies up.
Anything
like,
that doesn't involve...
I can't wait to get home and clean all the dog poop out of the yard. Ooh, pinkies up.
A clean yard.
I have a dog and clean yard.
You own a dog.
Track lighting now.
No, you own a dog. Like,
basically, if you express any sort of enjoyment over an activity, Sam's going to pinkies up you.
Yeah, if it doesn't involve you needing to take antidepressants, pinkies up.
That's what pinkies up.
That's why Sam and I get along, because that's what Melinda does to me all the time. Everything's pinkies up.
Ooh, you like something?
I must make fun of it now.
You find joy in something? Pink, pink. That gif that you had, John, the other day of just the pinky. I've never been able to find just a clean, like, pinky up. I don't know how you found that, because I've searched.
I don't know. I think
that one's never come up for me before.
I think I just looked for pinkies up.
It was perfect.
All right. We do promos.
Yeah.
I'd like to go home at some point.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I was ready. I'm ready. Are you?
I had to yawn. Okay, I'm ready. Coming up on the Thursday edition of Justice and Drew.
The top five stories you need to know kicks off the show with Sam's Top 5 at 6:20.
Plus, MnDOT is now serving meals to commuters dealing with rush hours. We'll talk about that and be joined by Pete Hegseth at 8:35.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Yeah, that story made me laugh.
We laughed and we laughed.
It's very much a, like, you know, don't ignore the travesty that is MnDOT and all the construction and the rush hour, because we have hors d'oeuvres.
So dumb.
That's so dumb. Rush Limbaugh. You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. Why is MnDOT serving hors d'oeuvres over
35W?
I know. I was wondering. Okay. Over 35W?
Yeah, because they're doing it on, like, the Portland Bridge that goes over 35W.
Okay.
Hors d'oeuvres is spelt so strangely.
And I'm positive that's not correct.
Yeah. It's close.
It looks like you're saying hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres. The ovaries of hoes.
Why is MnDOT serving hoes ovaries?
That's what it looks like. Weird. MnDOT is so weird.
Why?
Oh,
why?
We're never gonna
why?
But they, why?
Are they harvesting the ovaries of hoes?
That was definitely spelled wrong. You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. Why is MnDOT serving ovaries over 35W?
You were just saying you want to go home.
I'll say all right this time.
I just love the your booming radio voice. Serving ovaries. I mean, you guys, life could be worse. It is only 9:39 in the morning. We could be at a job that keeps us much later. Whew, ready? You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. Why is MnDOT serving hors d'oeuvres over 35W?
Listen live, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
I still don't think I said it right. Did I?
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
What's with all the whores?
Why are they serving whores? Why are whores hanging out over 35W?
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. What's with all the whores and their ovaries? Justice and Drew.
Why does MnDOT care so much about whore's ovaries? Woo! Wow. We're funny.
Oh, yes. So funny.
Pax. You're listening to Joe Pags.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. Why is MnDOT serving hors d'oeuvres over 35W?
Listen live, 6 to 9 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Shoulder shrug, palms up, head tilt.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why, MnDOT?
Actually, I do know because I read the story. Okay.
Okay, if you yawn like that all the time, I would have divorced you by now if I was married to you. No, I'm saying if I was his wife, I don't think I could handle listening to
you. That was a big jump. There's like a whole history there. That
the yawning was just the final nail in the coffin, though.
The yawning is what put you over the top?
Hypothetical marriage.
Everything was great until.
Until that. Yeah, that's, you know what? That's fairly complimentary if I lasted everything else, but that's the thing that doomed it. Because that's fairly easy to avoid.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know. We're going to have a very happy marriage, apparently.
You are not a very tolerant person.
Our hypothetical marriage, I'm sure, will
this
go
This is great. Just don't yawn like a lunatic. Okay, gotcha.
I'm just saying that if I was married to someone who yawned like that on a daily basis, I would not be married.
Okay, what if it was
them.
Like every other day?
That's still pushing
What about
it.
When you're not around?
If the tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, does it really make a sound? The answer for me is no. Okay.
And for science.
Actually, that's a... did we talk?
We've done this before.
Okay, let's not do that again then.
It's a go-to of mine.
We've done entire post shows on that before.
Yeah, I know. It's a thing that I know that I like to share with people.
Yeah, it applies to a lot of things.
Because of your
But if you're able to, then... Okay, that's right. Okay, never mind. We're good. We're solid.
I wasn't even gonna...
I know, I don't want to. I'm not getting into those.
I don't feel like you have to preempt
waters.
Me. I'm not. I'm not even going to say a word. I was just keeping it to myself.
Yeah.
Bask in my.
The
knowledge.
Answer is eardrums.
That's right.
Correct.
You're so smart, wife.
Thank you, husband.
For sound to exist, it has to have a receptacle. Bam. Done. Move on.
Okay, stop. Why are you toying? You're playing with fire, Mister.
They ever tell you about the...
We're not done yet, are we?
My houses are haunted?
I feel like haunted houses and tree falling in the forest.
I don't know the haunted
that's like
house.
That's like Drew's bread and butter.
You done the haunted house one?
Yes, we have.
It's the vibration of the pipes that creates a frequency, a subaudible frequency, that if you're exposed to it long enough, it drives you insane and makes you have hallucinations.
How do you still have pinkies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the thing with ghosts. It's like, you know, I'm cool. I'll keep an open mind and all that. But then what are they doing in the off time?
They're bored.
That's what I don't understand. That's why, you know, it's like, it's just, if there's no one around.
Do they watch movies?
That's why they're so mischievous.
Yeah, what the hell are you spending does time not exist for them? I have a problem with most monsters that way. It's like, what are you doing in your downtime?
When you're not terrorizing me.
Yeah, like all those.
Maybe they're terrorizing other
all
people.
All those cannon fodder creatures from the Avengers Infinity. Yeah, what are they doing? Are they in kennels?
Do they take naps?
Are they in cages? Are they feeding them?
Are you talking about, spoiler alert, are you talking about the people that...
The Chitauri.
No, like at the end of Infinity War. The things like that attack on Wakanda, those four-legged things.
Are those called Chitauri?
No, the Chitauri, those are actually like humanoids. These are like more like dogs.
I thought they were all Chitauri.
The dog creatures that go through the barrier on Wakanda at the end of Infinity War. And they're actually at the end of Endgame too, but they're like dog creatures.
They are... Where are they from? Which ones are you talking
about? They come down on the ship. They come down from Thanos' ship.
Oh, okay. They're Thanos' thing. Okay. I assume he has kennels.
I mean, that must be what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they feed them. What do you feed those things?
Halibut.
Yeah. Okay, so the Chitauri really is actually the better example. So, like, you're a Chitauri, and you're flying around on your things when you're attacking. What are you doing in the island? Are you playing cards?
Probably. They're just
chilling
people.
Out in the off time. What the hell is Thanos doing in his off time? He's just sitting up there on a rock up in space, just chilling.
He's taking over worlds.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get back to... We're not done yet, are we?
Nope.
We have one more. Ready? You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
Thursday morning on Justice and Drew. Why is MnDOT serving hors d'oeuvres over 35W?
We may never know, but you will if you listen live 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
Yes, that's right.
I feel like we made up for the part of the post show that we cut out, but we didn't have any intention of doing that.
Oh, Sam, edit that part out.
You know?
I'm not editing anything.
We already established that we edited a part out earlier. Yeah. So if you're a ghost, what the hell are you, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Just chilling. Just hanging out. That's why they create
such mayhem when they do have the opportunity.
But they don't really.
They're maximizing whatever entertainment the little time they have to entertain themselves.
But they don't, though. I mean, most of the times in the movie, they just say, "Show spooky." You know, most of the time in movies, they don't do a whole hell of a lot other than just be there and be creepy.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's some that get active. But
here's the thing that makes the fatal flaw of every ghost movie, right? They spend so much time in the movie just like boo. You know, just doing these stupid little jump scares or hanging out behind a curtain. But they have an agenda. And, like, they could do the agenda right away.
Sure, right.
They could waste no time.
Right.
With the agenda to say that we're going to possess your daughter. You know, whatever. They could just do that.
Right.
But instead, they spend an hour and a half
lead up.
Just like, I'm going to hang out over here, and you're just going to see my feet under the curtain, and it's going to scare you.
See, now that would be interesting.
Boom, and then they're like, oh, nothing happened.
I want to see the meeting of the ghost.
I would be the best ghost, because I would love to do that stuff.
See, that's the reason why. Sam's the ghost.
It's funny.
She's eventually going to go and possess, but she's playing the long game.
Yes.
I want the backstory. I want her hanging out in the walls with their buddies going, I'm going to jack with these guys so much.
Hey, watch this. I'm going to knock
before
this.
Before I get to, like, really get into there.
Maybe
right?
I should make that movie.
I'm going to knock this teapot over.
Just watch.
Check it out.
Or.
Do you get it?
I'm going to move their shoes.
Make it a plot point where they can only be possessed if they're experiencing a certain level of fear. Therefore, you have to do the jump scares leading up to it to get them.
You have to weaken their immune system.
Weaken their immune system to allow them to be able to succumb to your incubus.
Yeah. You're weakening their defenses.
Or something. Incubus isn't the right word. That's something completely different, but you know what I mean.
That's a terrible band.
That's some good stuff. I like it. Try some incubus. Yeah, take a ride on the incubus. the incubus is actually a ghost that goes and whores around, right? That's what an incubus
is. That's a succubus.
No, the incubus does that too.
I don't know. I've never heard
that. Are any of the words that you guys are saying real?
Yes.
Succubus
is the female version of an incubus.
A succubus, it's a female version that like saps the life out of men.
It sucks the life out of men.
By the way, that energy vampire bit on the new What We Do in the Shadows is incredibly funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've not watched it.
Incubus is a male demon believed to have sexual intercourse with sleeping women.
I've never heard that before.
It causes stress or anxiety.
Okay.
It's also the other version. A nightmare. And the succubus is the female version of that.
You must not be very good at it.
And then the succubus.
Yeah, the energy.
Succubus is
the new thing in What We Do in the Shadows, one of the characters is an energy vampire. and he gets his, you know, fuel and food by sapping the energy from people, and he does that by just boring them to death.
It's hysterical.
So he works in like an office with cubicles, and he's just walking around and it's like, I don't know about this new water fountain over there.
So
it's
funny.
The pressure that comes out of the water fountain is very high, and I would caution you from utilizing. And just these long, boring, monotonous monologue conversations, and everybody around him is just like falling asleep. It's a hilarious bit because I've known a million people like that. We work with some.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's so funny. So in the second episode, or maybe the third, I don't know, he meets a pity vampire, which is the same sort of concept, but instead just like feeds off of people's pity.
I gotta watch that.
And it's the girl from Saturday Night Live who was in the Bin Laden video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really, really funny.
The pop star Bin Laden video? Or what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just to clarify, you're not out here watching Bin Laden videos. Like actual terrorist videos. Right.
Like the Lonely Island Bin Laden video.
I want the comedy of the couple that's an incubus and a succubus, because they only have sex with sleeping people, so like one has to fall asleep for the other one. That seems like a funny dynamic.
All right. Do your thing.
Okay, bye.
Bye.